Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
So this is an important one today. We're going to talk about bullying and the impact of bullying. Unfortunately, bullying is becoming an ever-increasing problem in today's society, particularly in schools and online. Bullying is the act of picking on a victim for any reason that the bully sees fit, and furthermore, it can be physical, mental, or emotional. Bullying is having a painfully obvious effect on society, and something has to be done to stop it. Now, why on earth do people bully? Well, it can occur for a variety of reasons. Usually, bullying takes place as there's a difference of some kind. This difference can be anything from their personality, their intellect, their sporting ability, or how they look, dress, or how they talk. Literally anything sets them apart from the norm. However, there's no such thing as normal. So these bullies will more often than not pick on someone who's different from them. Some of the reasons that bullying occurs can include, well, power. Bullies often intimidate people into getting what they want. How many times have you heard or seen the classic bully getting lunch money from a victim? Or is that just in American movies? I don't know. It all comes down to power. You've got something that I don't have, and therefore I'm going to bully you into giving it to me. Over time, this fills the bully with a sense of power and influence over their peers. Popularity. Being popular at school for the majority of students is something that's important. No one likes to be left out. So a lot of children or young people will take part in activities that go against who they are as a person. Just like everyone else, bullies can also want to be popular. However, rather than doing what's trendy, they like to make their own popularity by picking on weaker students. This again encourages influence over their peers and is a common cause of bullying. They're taking their feelings out. Another common cause of bullying is they harbour emotions that they don't know how to express, so they turn to bullying to help relieve themselves of these emotions for a while. The emotions in question could be anger, sadness, frustration, etc., which could stem from a variety of problems, including problems with their personal and home life. They could be getting bullied themselves, or they're struggling with their schoolwork. Obviously, bullying is not the way to solve these problems. However, there's no denying that taking their feelings and frustrations out on others can be a valid way to explain to themselves why they bully. Admiration. Among young people, admiration can greatly affect the personality of certain people. If a student looks up to anyone, for example, an older brother, then this can cause the student to act more like their idol. If their role model was aggressive themselves and used to bully people, or perhaps they still do, then this can lead to bullying from the admirer. Lastly, some people just don't know how to deal with certain social situations. While friendships are usually made with people over connections and interests, some people don't share these interests, yet they still want to be friends. As a result, this can lead to bullying as a way to stamp their authority on the group. Bullying takes place all over the world, and it can be a difficult thing to stop. But understanding why people feel the need to bully can help in spotting when bullying is taking place for a specific reason. This, in turn, not only helps the victim, but it can also lead to understanding why the bully is doing what they're doing, which you can help them with. Now, the effects of bullying. just like everything else in life, bullying has an effect on people. It might be downplaying by saying things like it's just a joke or they're just kids, but the reality is that bullying can lead to serious consequences if nothing is done to prevent it. As we mentioned, bullying isn't just physical. It can be emotional and mental too, and it can come from anywhere, even from the top ranks of businesses and from the world of politics. With the advancement of technology now, though, people can hide behind screens and say whatever they really want to people without having to give away their identity. With this advancement in technology, the ability to prevent it has actually decreased, while the amount of bullying has increased. It's common to understand that bullying can lead to sadness and nervousness, but what about later in life? Do people still get affected by it? Do people still fear conflict due to what happened before? Well, obviously, the answer is yes. Some people can still feel that sadness and fear later in life. However, this can manifest into serious depression and anxiety. With depression and anxiety, people may lose interest and enthusiasm in their hobbies. They might become less sociable and friendly towards friends, families, and strangers. Eating habits and sleeping schedules can change, resulting in poor health. This isn't a one-size-fits-all matter, as not everyone will feel this way, but some people will, and this can greatly affect their quality of life. There's two sides to bullying, the victim and the bully. Bullying can also lead to poor, uneducated life choices later on. This might include them using substances. By alienating themselves from their peers earlier on, bullies can turn to alcohol and drugs to fill the void left by friendship or a lack of friendship. And this in turn can lead to addiction, which sadly can lead to an early death. If nothing is done to stop them early on, bullies might continue to bully later in life. But on the outside world, they can come into more resistance and opposition. This can lead to arguments, physical fights, work conflicts and subsequent official grievances, abusive relationships, and ultimately to their criminal conviction. So what about preventing bullying? Okay, it's clear and obvious that bullying has no place in society at all. And thankfully, there are prevention methods that can be implemented to hopefully prevent and minimise the impact that bullying has. These methods include, well, making it understandable. One main problem with life in general is that often when something like bullying occurs, the people involved, particularly the bully, will not be aware of the consequences that it might lead to. By letting people know what worst-case scenarios bullying can lead to can help to negate or stop it. People are told that bullying is bad, but that's about the extent of it, not a particularly successful argument. But by showing them the true consequences it can have, that can actually lead to less bullying and less confrontation. Focus on the things you enjoy. Well, people bully because often they're taking their emotions out on other people. This could be prevented if you focus on what you're good at and what you enjoy. Focus on putting your anger and sadness into those things. If you enjoy sport and something has happened at home, then take yourself forward using sport as your motivation rather than taking it out on innocence. Stand up for other people. The most basic way to prevent bullying is not to let them win. If you let them win, it only gets worse. Not just for them, but for other people as well. If you see someone being bullied or you hear about it, then stand up for them. Ask them if they're okay. Tell people it's happening. It might sound simple, and that's because it really is. You are stronger together than you are alone. I think it's clear and obvious why bullying has such a negative effect on society. It degrades and segregates innocent people for no reason. other than the amusement and satisfaction of the bully, who's the only one to decide what's normal and what's not. This is why it has to stop. We cannot let people get away with doing what they want to whoever they want, for whatever reason they see fit. It's bullying, and it has no place in today's society. So if you see someone getting bullied, stand up for them. If you know the bully, tell them what might happen. The only way we're going to defeat bullying is together. So the only people that can help us are us. So if you're a bully, recognize what you're doing has a very long-term effect. To you, it may just be a laugh. But if you've been bullying somebody yourself, bear in mind that 30 years later, they haven't forgotten you. They will find you. Walking down the street one day, they'll bump into you. And you're going to try and bully them when they're 50 years old? Good luck to you. They're going to remember. If you are being bullied, go talk to somebody. Go talk to your parents. Go and talk to your friends, your older brother or sister. Go and talk to school. Go and talk to your boss. Because they are accumulating the number of people complaining about one person. If one person complains, they don't do anything really. If 10 people complain about the same person, oh boy, they're going to act, and they're going to act fast. They have tried and tested methods. They know exactly what to do. But it does take every complaint to add up against that one person. Bear that in mind. So by complaining about somebody, taking it to the powers that be, you're helping everybody else. Have a look online. YouTube has some good videos. There's one called How to Stop a Bully, which is 7 minutes long. Watch that video to the end. And also, in the UK, schools are aligned with the Anti-Bullying Alliance. And in November last year, in 2021, there was Anti-Bullying Week. And resources were handed out to schools to help them cope with this. So please go to your schools. They have people who are trained and they have resources set by. But you must go and talk to people. You can always give us an email or you can phone us and we'll talk to you about it. We're trained coaches and we're teachers and we are deans and professors and we've seen it all. So use us as a resource. If you want to talk to anybody in confidence, use us. Anyway, goodbye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.